USA Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, 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 here we go. Time once again for what's called the big show. Now it's called Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here once again with me from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your money, about retirement, about savings, about strategy, whatever's on your mind. We're here to talk to you about it here on the program. Now, we got a topic for you. Main topic, at least for the first segment or two, is going to deal with managing your adjusted gross income. It's your AGI. Now, don't go running screaming, all right? I said this to the TV audience. When you talk taxes, when you talk about things like adjusted gross income and deductions and all this, people say, oh, man, really? Really? Adjusted gross income. But you might ask yourself this question. Why is it important to know what your AGI is, your adjusted gross income is? Well, knowing what taxable income actually is can help you to perhaps better manage your tax bill. And when you can manage your tax bill, you just might save yourself some money. And that's the whole idea here. So we're going to talk about checking your withholding and things like that, making adjustments to it, how to project just how much you might be paying in taxes this year, that kind of thing. Plus a whole lot of strategy. That's coming up here with Professor Plum and me. If you need any help with your money, you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust right now regarding anything related to finance, Social Security. We have questions on that as well. Any financial concern you have right now, you give us a call. 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We got all the lines open right now, and the Brain Trust is standing by to talk to you. You can also email us just by heading over to our website, wealthed.com. There's a link near the top that says Find Your Answer, and you click on that and send us your emails. We do have room on that as well. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can get in touch with us on the program, or you can also reach the professor or any of the advisors, the Brain Trust, across the country at Lucia Capital Group off the air. You just call this number off air, 800-644-1150. If you want to talk and not have to deal with on-air stuff, 800-644-1150. Ask yourself this question as well. How do you know that you're on track with your retirement goals? How can you be sure that your financial plan is addressing what are your most vital needs when it comes time to retire? Well, the answer to those questions are, frankly, not as easy to find as you might think. You need expert advice. You need expert assistance, in my opinion. You just ask the Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group. Once again, the number to reach them off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, I think I said this, but I'll say it again, 877-PLANNER. You don't have to talk taxes with us if you don't want to. Although, frankly, Professor Plum, taxes, you know, people make a lot of plans, especially in retirement, and they don't always think so much about how much they're going to have to pay out in taxes.
Well, and most of the time that I talk to people about their retirement, they overestimate, which is not a bad thing, because the surprise of the reality is a good thing. They think, okay, I'm in the 25% bracket, like we've talked about in the past, that there, if I'm making $100,000, I'm going to owe $25,000 in taxes. It doesn't work quite that way. And there are ways to manage your tax bill. The other day we were talking about tax or asset location, managing your taxes, understanding the difference between capital gains, long-term capital gains tax rates, and ordinary income rates. Where should I be getting my income from? My IRA, my Roth IRA, my personal account. And how do we mix and match all these different things? But when it comes down to it, we have our assets, we have our incomes, our pensions, Social Security, whatever. Now it's a matter of, well, what do we actually owe? And how do we maybe control that and manage it? And there's two sides to that, both during your working years, that's one way to look at it, and then in your retirement years is another way to look at it. And in many cases, we're looking to reduce our total income, but not actual earning it, not actually receiving it, just reduce what shows up on the tax return.
Yes.
We're trying to reduce that as much as possible. And in some cases in retirement, we're actually looking to increase it for a little bit by doing Roth conversions. And so understanding where we are to begin with helps us understand how we're supposed to manage our taxes. Where do
yes.
we go from here?
Yeah, you're right. Managing your taxes to many people just means, well, keeping them as low as possible, which can be good, but it's not always the case.
Well, I was speaking with somebody yesterday. They were talking about how the people that their employment, you know, wouldn't do the overtime because it would. They thought that it was going to cost them too much in taxes to
you
do the work.
The employees wouldn't.
The employees
do it.
And you know, the gentleman who is retired now, and he has a nice portfolio. Goes, he said, forget that. I'll take your overtime. I'll do it. He took every overtime he could get. He goes, they're not going to take so much away that it doesn't still make sense for me to work. And he goes, I think they were just being lazy. But it's a common misconception that if you work, you know, if you get a bonus or you get some, you know, an extra amount of income, that the extra amount of income actually costs you more in taxes than you receive in cash.
Well, how many times have we seen that with bonuses? Where
it
people say, I'm giving up my bonus this year, I'm not going to take it because...
Don't give me a bonus because I don't want to pay more in taxes than you're giving me a bonus.
Right, it's going to put me, it's going to move me up into the 25% tax bracket, and I don't want to have to pay $25,000 on $100,000
yeah.
when all I'm really going to pay is $15,000, so forget it. I'm going to lose money.
Yeah,
that's not
$5,000 increase is going to cost me $10,000 in taxes.
I've heard that. You've heard that too from people.
It's not the way it works.
No.
So we do have to have at least a basic understanding of what's happening on our tax return. I know most people don't like it. They get the statements in the mail, the 1099s, the W-2s, they say, whoop, that goes in an envelope. Don't even look at it. Maybe you don't even open it. You just put it in an envelope. You make an appointment, and you go down, and you give it to the tax accountant, and you say, take care of this. How do you know if the tax accountant knows everything that's going on? I've seen this many times, you know, where somebody's a 72T, where they started taking money out of the IRA, but their 1099 said a penalty applied, and because the accountant or the tax preparer didn't ask, they just charged the person a penalty when there shouldn't have been one. Are you paying more in penalties and taxes than you should be paying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to pay more than you're legally obligated to pay. And so the goal is to reduce the amount that you pay to your legal obligation.
Exactly. And sometimes reducing the overall amount that you pay, let's say over the next 20 years, requires you to pay some earlier than you would have so that you avoid paying more later on. And that's one of the strategies we got into the other day with regard to required minimum distributions. Okay, let's take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. The main question is, what is adjusted gross income? Why is it important? Why do I need to understand that? We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Let's move along next to Bob in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Bob.
Hi, fellas. I spoke to you a couple weeks ago about the short-term capital gains day trading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You informed me there was nothing I can do. I searched the internet. I found out there was something I wanted to ask you guys because I know you're experts. Can I form an offshore international business company and save on short-term capital gains? Or if that does not work, can I move out of the country? Is there anything I can do to save on short-term capital gains? I'm going to have a boatload.
And it's a good problem to have, but I understand that you're trying to reduce it down. Now, the business that you create offshore, you're still going to own, right?
Yes, it's just me, a single proprietor. It's just I'm a private investor. I'm probably moving away from the car business. I'm just a private investor with my own cash.
So you're going to create a business, a company, an entity, offshore in some tax haven place that does not report anything to the U.S., which isn't all that easy to do anymore. But you would have to have a C corporation or some corporation that is basically disassociated with you. It is not going to be a flow-through corporation it can't be an LLC, it can't be an S corporation, it has to be a completely separate tax entity from you, and therefore any income that's created in that corporation stays in that corporation. Unfortunately, they don't have short-term capital gains rates on the profit in a corporation, but if you can figure out a way to get it outside into someplace, you have to deal with that company's taxes. But then how do you get the money back to you? You're going to pay yourself back to you at some point in the future, or maybe you'll move out of town. But when the money comes back, it's going to be a dividend coming out of that business. It's either salary coming out of the business, a corporation, or it's a dividend coming out of the corporation. Salary, obviously, ordinary income tax, also subject to some other things. Dividend, because there was no tax benefit from the U.S. side at the corporation, is going to be ordinary income too. So it's still the same tax, you're just potentially deferring it. But it's also very difficult to do now. We have the foreign income tax issues. There was a foreign income tax factor. I can't remember all the...
Well, he also mentioned just moving out of the country completely.
I'll get to that one in a second.
Oh, okay.
But there's a huge push by the U.S. to track down any income that's being earned by U.S. citizens outside the U.S. Now, it can be done. It's not going to be free. It's not something you do... These businesses don't just set themselves up. You're going to have legal representation both here and there to do it. I mean, it's not going to be easy. Now, just moving out, yes, you could move out to a country that does not have the same potential income tax structure. You would have to give up your citizenship. You'd have to, and when you give up your citizenship and move out of state, there is what they call basically a sailing tax. It's an exit tax, and it's about, I think it's 30% of anything that you have. I talked to the guy from Facebook. He had to pay a pretty penny just before they went public, one of the guys at Facebook. There is a tax to move out and to give up. If you have assets, to give up your citizenship and move away, there is a tax of that, too.
So it may not be worth it.
It might be. If he's going to make the money he's talking about, it may be.
Well, it might be. I don't know. Bob, I tell you what, I got to take a break, but we're going to come right back. If you have some more questions or comments or whatever, you can certainly hold on. Or if you need further explanation, interesting ideas from Bob, who's making quite a bit of money and does not want to pay the short-term capital gains. Actually, I don't think he wants to pay taxes at all.
Especially not short-term.
Short-term, the same as ordinary income, and I can understand that. Bob, hold on if you need to. 877-PLANNER. We do have to come take a break. We'll come right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Napa Know How.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. The Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
About money, strategy, etc., taxes. We are going to get some more into AGI and all that in just a little bit, but we do want to take your phone calls. We got some folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. All right, we were talking to Bob before the break in Dallas, Texas, about trying to avoid taxes on making a whole bunch of money. Bob, are you still with us? Okay. All right. Now, you probably need a little explanation. You had another question, too, I think.
Yeah, everything you explained, I understand. None of those options will work for me. I don't want to lose my citizenship. Don't want to try to do anything illegal to skirt the taxes. Got the two questions. Is there anything I can do? Can I buy something that will give me a big write-off, an investment of something I knew it used to be able to do real estate back in the oil well days? Is there anything I can buy? And the second question is, are the short-term capital gains going to mix with my car business and bring the tax rate on my car business up to 39%?
No, the short-term capital gains are going to be thrown on top, and they may be taxed at 39.6. But remember, you still have a progressive tax. So the first X amount of dollars that you show as ordinary income is taxed at the 10% bracket. Then there's the 15% bracket. And if you've been doing that all along, so that money's still going to be taxed basically the same way. You're just throwing a bunch more on top, which will be taxed at the higher 25, 28, 33, 39, all the way up to 39.6. So
now my car is 15%. The short-term gains are going to be maxed out. I think that's 39%.
Yeah, but some of them will still be at the remaining 15%. Some will be at 25, 28, 33, 35,
39, 6. Oh, yes, I see. Okay, so the car will be over where it is.
It's just what it is. I mean, it's basically your baseline income. And it's,
yes.
I mean, you could look at it either that your gains will be taxed at a lower number and you're throwing your car income on top, or your car income's at the lower level and your gains are what they're going to look at is how much in ordinary income do you have? Who cares where it came from? You got a boatload, as you mentioned, of ordinary income. The first X will be able to be offset by deductions. The next, you know, depending upon whether you're married or single, 8 to 16,000 will be offset or paid 10%. Another chunk will be at 15. Another chunk will be at 25 on up the line.
Now, is there anything I can buy or anything I can do at all?
There are, you know, tax credit programs, whether they're oil and gas and they have depletion allowances. Those tend to be the ones that give you the biggest upfront deductions. The question is, are they a reasonable investment? Just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be way back before 86, the tax reform of 86, we could put, you know, $10,000 into a real estate investment, get $40,000 in write-offs, basically save more in taxes than we put into it. And even if we never got our $10,000 back, it was still a good deal. Those laws are long gone. That's
okay.
A long time away. But there are oil and gas and other types of drilling and pipeline, other types of things where you can invest a chunk of money, get a very large ordinary business loss deduction in the first year, and an income. Usually the income starts off at a pretty decent number and then tapers off, you know, for the rest of your life almost. Whether that's a good investment, you'd have to look at that individually and do your own due diligence. But those are still out there. And there's also low-income housing. They don't happen right away. They typically take 2 or 3 years to ramp up. And then they give you a deduction or a credit but it's not a huge number based on the numbers you're going to be talking about.
So I would just be happy to make the money and pay the taxes, right?
Well, no, you keep looking. I mean, hey, there may be something out there. Be happy you're making the money. Don't be happy necessarily about the taxes you pay.
Right.
But, you know, keep looking for ways to reduce it. But for the moment, and the reason you have to give up citizenship is if you're a U.S. citizen, even if you're living outside the U.S., you're still obligated to pay taxes on your worldwide earnings.
Yeah, and it's not an option for Bob anyway. So, Bob, does that help you out?
That was wonderful. Thanks a lot, guys. I watch you every day.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And good luck to you on that. Bob's making a lot of money. As I recall, I think he said it was day trading or something.
He's doing some day trading in addition to his regular day job.
The car business. Right. Exactly. And the thought of paying what for him, because
it's a huge
trading,
amount of taxes.
It's a whole lot of taxes, and short-term capital gains is taxed at ordinary income rates. And when you have a whole lot of income, as Bob does, apparently, you're going to be winding up most of it, a good chunk of it is going to be taxed at the top rate, which is currently 39.6. Okay, 877 Planner. I'm glad he said he didn't want to do anything run afoul of the law, because we don't want to get into that. 877-752-6637. Let's move next to Ben in Miami, Florida. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. No, I just had a quick comment about Bob's question and your advice to set up a company overseas.
That wasn't really advice.
Basically, if he had an active company, let's say he was selling cars, you know, down to South America or something, if he would set up a C-Corp, like you said, he would be able to defer his income until he'd repatriate and bring it back.
Right.
But if he's doing day trading or other passive income, there's a rule called Subpart F. And what that does is they look at the total income of the foreign company, and if you're a U.S. person and it's all passive, then what happens is you get taxed at the ordinary gain rates anyway. There's no deferral. Yeah. It's as if you brought it in. It's almost like a deemed dividend distribution.
Right. And so it's impossible, basically, to move that income offshore.
Yeah.
If you are going to stay in the
U.S. It's impossible.
If you're going to stay in the U.S., if you're going to stay a U.S. citizen, it's really tough to get that income not taxable, even if you don't bring it back in the U.S., as you're saying.
Right. Unless it's active income. If it's an active trader business, then you can defer it, and then if you set it up in a treaty country, which there are plenty of them out there, then when you bring the money in, you get it at capital gain rates. But you still be getting potentially double taxed if you have to pay tax to the home country.
Yeah, you always have to look at the tax in the home country because,
aren't those often offset, though, the taxes?
Only if you do it in the same year.
Oh, you mean if you declare it in the same year that you made it?
Yeah. I mean, the taxes
can't offset. I mean, a lot of times people get into trouble because they'll set up a corporation in a foreign company
and
that, according to that foreign company's rules, it might be a corporation, but for U.S. rules, it might be a partnership. And then sometimes the credits don't correspond.
And I was actually not recommending that he do this. I was trying to make him not do it. I was trying to tell him that it's very tough, very expensive, and very iffy. And so I was trying to get him to not do it.
Right. I thought you were telling him to go hide all his stuff in Switzerland.
No. I was basically trying to tell them that some people do that, but it's really expensive. It doesn't work very well, and don't do it.
All right, guys. I've been listening to your show for a long time. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Your help.
Ben, I appreciate the call. All right, take care.
Sure.
Yeah, we wanted to make that clear right up.
There's a lot of things on the Internet, and, of course, if it's on the Internet, it must be true, that talks about doing all kinds of things to reduce your income taxes, whether it be offshore accounts, foreign corporations. But a lot of them leave certain things out of it that are fairly important, and it really takes somebody that knows what they're doing to work with you, and that's not cheap either. So you may be able to defer some taxes. In this case, he wasn't going to be able to, but sometimes you can. But that deferral comes at a cost. Like Ben was saying, you have to pay taxes in the country that you house your corporation in, potentially.
Yeah, and even on these people who used to set up these offshore deals, and they would put the money in Cayman Islands or somewhere.
And a lot of that was not legal. It was just they were trying to get it out of the site.
Well, that's what they were trying to do. And then in order to get it, they would have to travel there and deal in cash. Well,
and we heard a couple times that, because you're not the owner of the company, to get it out of your name, you go visit your money with the person that was in charge of it that you entrusted.
And guess what happened to that person?
And that person can't be found.
They can't be found. And, of course, the people who are hiding the money overseas, they don't think they're doing that for free. Anyway, yes, that's... that people have tried it, and of course they're really cracking down on that kind of thing right now. So, okay, 877-PLANNER. Hey, we got more to say, taxes, adjusted gross income, but whatever else is on your mind, you give us a call. You've got money questions. We've got the answers here for you. We're here to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
All aboard indeed. As a matter of fact, I just checked. We got all the lines open for you right now. So we've cleared the lines. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. I said we got plenty of room on the phones. You want to email us, of course, you go to our website, wealthed.com. wealthed.com. Had a couple of calls here, Professor Plum, last segment, talking a lot about taxes, and really what it comes down to is what a lot of people want to do, reduce your tax bill. We mentioned adjusted gross income. I said that at the top of the hour. First of all, let's talk for a second about why it's important to know what AGI is.
Well, it's the first step in working towards your ultimate tax liability, what you actually owe. And if you can figure out ways to lower your overall taxable income, you can obviously lower the taxes that you pay. But if our main goal is lowering our taxable income, who cares about adjusted gross income? If I can take a deduction, I get a deduction, whether it's above the line, but who cares about that adjusted gross income name? Well, it does matter, because other things hinge off of your adjusted gross income, whether it be additional taxes that you have to pay in the form of, say, the net investment income tax that, unfortunately, Bob, if he does as well as he says he's going to do, he's going to have to pay that because he'll be over $200,000, $250,000 of adjusted gross income. Or whether it's the loss or the ability to use the child tax credit. That's based on adjusted gross income. Husband and wife both making, you know, $60,000 a year have an adjusted gross income of $120,000. Even though they may have a bunch of deductions that brings them down to a point where they're, you know, almost in the 15% income tax bracket, they start losing their child tax credit because their adjusted gross income is over a certain threshold for that particular $110,000. So the adjusted gross income has a lot to do with what credits you may be eligible to take, what deductions you may be eligible to take. Your medical expenses are based on a percentage of adjusted gross income. Whether you get to take deductions or not, you phase out of things if your adjusted gross income gets too high. Mm-hmm. It has offshoots of the AGI called the modified adjusted gross income to determine whether or not your Social Security is taxable. That has nothing to do with the taxable income. That has to do with the adjusted gross income.
Yeah, so that stems from the adjusted gross income, and different magis are for different things, but they all stem from that particular...
The ability to contribute to a Roth IRA is based on adjusted gross income,
so now,
not taxable income.
What goes into determining adjusted gross income? And why is it adjusted, first of all?
Well, it's adjusted because we do take some things from the top of it. When we look at our overall gross income, let's say you have a salary of $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month. Not a bad salary.
Very nice salary.
And so you would think, okay, so my adjusted gross income starts at that 120 number. I had $10,000 in capital gains. My adjusted gross income just went up. I had $5,000 in interest. My adjusted gross income just went up. I have rental income, passive rentals, passive income from rentals. Now that question is it a positive or a negative? A positive number will increase my adjusted gross income. A negative number will reduce my adjusted gross income to the extent that I can actually use that negative number. Whether I can do that or not is based on the AGI before I get to that. So there's all these little issues. But how do I figure out what my adjusted gross income is? Well, my $120,000 salary, it's most of the time, not all of it's included on that adjusted gross income area. If I pay my medical insurance and fringe benefits on a pre-tax basis, that doesn't show up as part of my adjusted gross income. If I put money into a 457, 401k, 403b, that doesn't show up on my adjusted gross income. The wages, the first line of the tax return that talks about income, the wages line does not include the money I have contributed to my retirement plans or my health insurance. So let's say that I'm paying, you know, $500 a month for my health insurance for the family. It's a pretty good deal for a family, actually.
That's great, as a matter of fact.
That's $6,000 a year. And I'm putting $14,000 into my 401k. So the combination of those, $20,000, that doesn't show up. Even though my paycheck is $10,000 gross, they're taking, you know, $20,000 a year out of it. So I'm only showing $100,000 total for the year as part of my adjusted gross income. I made $120,000, but I had some expenses that came out of that $120,000.
So things like the health insurance, like you said, things like 401k contributions, those will help lower your taxable income. 403b, all those retirement plans, simple plans, whatever, 457.
Anything that's coming out of my paycheck
will lower your adjusted gross income.
Now, a self-employed person, they have it a little bit differently. It comes in a little lower, but they get to take all their business expenses off of their gross revenue from the business. I'm a sole proprietor, and I bill my services out, whatever, at $200,000 for everything I'm doing. But I had some cost of goods sold. I have some marketing, I have advertising. I've got expenses, office expense, car expense, all these. All those expenses come off the top, and I come up with a bottom line number that is my profit from being a sole proprietor. So even though I had revenue of $200,000, I may have had $60,000, $70,000 of expenses, mm-hmm. my profit would be some lower number. That profit is the number that goes over onto the 1040. That's what all these schedules behind the 1040 are all about, determining how much of the income that was received ends up in the actual adjusted gross income. Capital gains. I show a $50,000 capital gain. I sold a stock or a piece of real estate or something, had a really nice capital gain. Does all of that capital gain go onto my 1040? Does it all be is it all included in my, you know, adjusted gross income? Well, that depends. Do I have any losses? Or am I carrying forward any losses from previous years where I didn't have quite such a good year? And so I can adjust the amount of capital gain that shows up on that tax return by losses. I get to reduce it by the amount of losses. And it may end up being, I may still have more losses being carried forward or I created this year than the gains. So I adjust that number to put it onto the 1040, the adjusted gross income number, to the net number that I've got to show. And so it could be anywhere from a minus $3,000 on up to whatever gain I have. And so mm-hmm. there's all these little games that go on.
So these are what are known as above the line deductions. In other words, this is what's affecting your adjusted gross income.
And it reduces your adjusted gross income to determine whether or not you are subject to the net investment income tax, whether you're subject to the additional Medicare premium, how much of my Social Security becomes taxable if I'm receiving
yeah.
a benefit.
Can you contribute to a Roth IRA? That's
can
another
I can,
one.
Can I contribute yeah. to and deduct a traditional IRA contribution? All of these stem off of the adjusted gross income. So we're looking to try to find ways to reduce it from above the line. Our caller Bob was looking for ways to reduce his income. The one of the investments that may or may not work for him, these depletion allowance, oil and gas, pipeline things, they give you a huge business deduction in the first year. That's above the line. That reduces your adjusted gross income. And it would help potentially reduce his net investment income tax. That's that new Medicare tax from the Obamacare, the 3.8% if you're...
And again, that's determined on adjusted AGI. Gross income. So I would contend, and maybe you'd agree, maybe not, that the important thing, at least first of all, for lowering your taxes is to get that adjusted gross income as low as possible.
Right, because then you may be able to take the child tax credit. You may be able to take, you know, all these other potential credits that are available that phase out. American Opportunity Credit, if your children are in school. They're all determined whether or not your adjusted gross income is in the area where you can take it. Or not. You get phased out of all these things.
Now, the adjusted gross income, once you figure that out, though, that doesn't mean that you're going to be paying taxes on that from there as well.
No, that's just...
It's a number. It's a number. It's a starting point. It's the first stop.
It is the first stop. And once you get to that, now you can start taking the more common deductions, where you get into your itemized deductions, your state income tax, if you pay a state income tax, property tax, your home mortgage interest, charitable deductions, maybe health care expenses if they exceed a certain amount of your adjusted gross income. Casualty losses if it exceeds a certain amount of your adjusted gross income. Everything that goes on an itemized deduction that you add them all up, that becomes a reduction from adjusted gross income trying to calculate your taxable income. And also, you also get to take away your personal exemptions, assuming you haven't phased out of them. So we all get to reduce our adjusted gross income by a certain amount. I think this year it's $4,050. just for one person. If you're a married couple, double that. If you have kids, you have success. You know, all these dependent deductions start reducing your adjusted gross income to try to get down to the ultimate number, the taxable income. And so taxable income is the bottom line number. That's the number that goes into the formula to determine the actual income tax that you owe. But we're starting with trying to reduce our AGI so we can open up opportunity for credits and other deductions. And then from that number, we're reducing it by itemized deductions or a standard deduction if you don't have itemized deductions. A single individual, they can reduce their income by $6,300. Married couple, $12,600.
But that's and that number is
the least.
And that number is coming after the adjusted gross income.
That's part of your deductions. Mm-hmm. It is a deduction from the adjusted gross income level. And it, but it's there. And so these are all steps along the way to determine what we actually will end up owing.
Yeah. So certain questions come up. Can I contribute, as I said, to a Roth IRA or deduct a traditional IRA? Well, the answer to those questions point to, in many cases, well, what is your adjusted gross income? If it's low enough, chances are you'll be able to do it. If not, well, then you may be phased out of some of these things.
And once you get the taxable income, then you bracket it up.
That's
a little bit here, a little bit there, a lot there.
Exactly. So should you be more concerned with your AGI or your taxable income? We'll ask that question when we come back. Also, we will find out again exactly what does reduce your AGI. It's all part of planning. That's what we do on this program. Questions, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Market Strategy Investing, that's the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, hosts here. The Brain Trust, standing by, of course, as we always are, to take your phone calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Another hour is just ahead for many people across the country. So, hey, listen, if you haven't had enough of this, you're going to get more and more next hour. Also get some more of your emails next hour at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Just click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Let's continue along. Bob in Bloomington, Minnesota is up next. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. But here's my question. My son is now 21 years old. When he was 1 or 2 or 3 years old, my wife and I gifted him $28,000 per year for 3-4 years into a S&P mutual fund account. He's in his last year of college now, so his taxable income is zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the account has a sizable gain.
Well, yeah, for 20 years.
Yeah. Right. My question to you is, since his income is zero, and or taxable income is zero, or virtually zero, and this is his last year of hopefully not making money, we redeemed those shares this year, since his capital gains bracket would be virtually zero, since his taxable income is zero.
Well,
wait out the 31-day wash rule, and then buy those shares back again?
Well, there is no wash rule on gains. The wash rule. The wash rule is only there to keep you from taking a loss on stock that you buy right back or just bought back. So if it's a gain,
okay.
If you wanted to, you could sell it at 8 o'clock in the morning and buy it back at 8:30. And if it's a gain, there's no wash sale on gain.
Yeah, you just reset your basis at that point.
Reset your basis. Now, yeah. Are you taking him as a dependent?
Okay. Yeah, is he a dependent, Bob?
This is the last year of him being a dependent.
Okay. Is he a student?
He is.
This is his last year of being a senior.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that he's a student, he's more than half time in school, means that he would be subject to the kiddie tax all the way until age 24 if he's still in school. So this year may not be as wonderful as you think, even though he doesn't have a lot of income.
Explain what this is, Professor Plum.
Well, the kiddie tax is there to avoid... basically doing exactly what a lot of people want to do, is transfer assets to a child in a lower income tax bracket, let them sell it at a lower income tax bracket. In this case, it would be zero for a big chunk of it, when it should have been attributable to the parents. Now, you made the gift a long time ago, but that still doesn't get them away from the kiddie tax. Back in the old days, the kiddie tax went away at age 14. About a decade or more than that now, they made it 19 and age 24 if the child is still in school. So what that means is, If the child is in school and subject to the kiddie tax, any gains, are going to be not any gains. The majority of the gains will be taxable at the parent's tax rate anyway. So the first, if he files his own return, he can take a deduction, about $1,000 deduction, and there's about $1,050 this year that he would be able to pay taxes in his bracket. But anything over that, call it $2,100 of gain, will be, they're going to look to your tax bracket and say, if this had happened in your bracket, what tax would you have paid? That's what he'll owe.
Okay, can I make him non-dependent this year? He graduated in May, 4 months ago.
No, because he's still in school for half the year, even if he does his own. The only thing that's not subject to the kiddie tax is his own earnings. So, but you can talk to an accountant and see if you can get away from it. I don't want to be away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next year, obviously you're hoping that he has a job. How much money might he be making?
$20,000 a year, let's say.
Well, even at $20,000 a year, let's say he makes $20,000 a year for the entire year. Next year, he's his own. He won't be your dependent. He won't be subject to the kiddie tax. He won't be in school. So his taxable income really is going to be around $10,000. So he's got about $25,000 of room next year in the 0% long-term capital gain bracket. Obviously, this is a long-term capital gain. Stock was purchased, 18, 19, 20 years ago. So how much gain is in this account?
Oh, $200,000.
So there's a lot of gain there. So $200,000 of gain or $200,000 of value?
No, $200,000 of gain. We did $28,000 each year since they were little.
Well, you're never going to have it completely out of taxation because hopefully he starts making money in the next 3, 4, 5 years and he gets out of the 15% income tax bracket. Or he gets married and he goes back in the 15% bracket and who knows. But check out and understand the kiddie tax, K-I-D-D-I-E tax, before you pull the plug thinking it's going to be free.
Okay. Good. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Okay, Bob. We've heard people with this idea before, and it's a nice thing. Now, see, in Bob's case, though, I think what he was saying was because he gifted the money, a long time ago, started gifting it, 20 years ago.
The child's got a very nice down payment on a house.
It is huge. But the fact that they had gifted that to him and he actually owns it now is not germane, is not pertinent to the situation.
I don't believe it. That part of it I know is not.
Yeah.
The question is, can he take himself out of being a dependent? And I don't think he can at this point. I think the kiddie tax is going to hit him anyway.
Well, see, he graduated, but
he was in school for half time of the year.
Yeah. For half the year?
For at least half the year.
So what does if he was in school until May, does that count for half the year?
The child was age 18. Let's see.
We're looking up the rules here very quickly to make sure.
The child was a full-time student for at least one semester.
Oh, one semester. Well, that did it. So next year, so now that he's graduated, next year
won't be an issue.
It won't be an issue for the kiddie tax, but it'll depend on how much he is making, which we assume probably won't be a whole lot.
Yeah, now if he had a lot of his own earned income, like let's say he had a job for $50,000, then he could get away from the kiddie tax because then the support.
You mean now?
Yeah, now, but he doesn't. I mean, just saying. Yeah. There's a bunch of these rules, and maybe an accountant can find a way to work through that little maze.
Yeah, I don't know whether they could or not. And did he say they were putting in $14,000 a year?
They put in the full amount, whatever the full amount was back then with the gift tax exclusion.
And so it's worth over $200,000 now, but a lot of that is just
the gain, he said, was $200,000.
Oh, that's right, the gain.
So there's probably $300,000 in the account or more.
Wow, okay.
For shame.
Well, hey, that's Bob, thank you. Wow, geez. That'd be kind of nice. I'm going to look and see if anybody did that for me when I was like 1 year old.
No.
Probably not. No, that's unfortunate. Okay, we're out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust any time of the day or night, you can give them a call off the air at the Lucia Capital Group number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. Another hour awaits. Stick around. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.